Well, again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Coffin and Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you today just for a couple of minutes on basically the voice of the Lord. You know, I had the great privilege and honor to preach at my church yesterday here in Birmingham, Alabama, and had a great time, and I love my church dearly, my pastor, my family. They're great people. And one of the things I will tell you that we did was we discussed the voice of the Lord, you know, and one of the things that God put in my heart a long time ago is we've got to learn to get into the flow of God. Get into the flow of the voice of the Lord. Learn to live in that avenue. You know, you can look at your body and say there's veins all in your body. There's like so many veins that pump the blood to your feet, to your hands, to your heart, to your, you know, chest, all these veins. And yet there's veins in the kingdom of God that we are to get into. And there's veins of faith. There's veins of hope. There's veins of grace. There's veins of what I like to call open channels. You know, some people look at that word channel and say it's new age, you know, and you're thinking, guess what? We're vessels. You know what another word for vessel is? We're channels. We're mediators, so to say, to bring thy kingdom come to earth, and thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. Our job is to usher in the kingdom of God on earth. Even though the kingdom of God is inside of us already, our job is to bring heaven to earth. Our job is not to be able to look for some pie in the sky mentality of can't wait, you know, to get to heaven. Our job is to bring heaven to earth by living an authentic, you know, transparent life before people, being real and raw and laughing and showing forth the grace and mercy of God. But also it is to bring the voice of God, the voice of the heavens, into the earth. And that's one of the most powerful things that you could ever do, is be a mouthpiece for God. You know, one of the things people tell me, you know, is, well, you're a prophet. I said, look, you know, prophet doesn't mean anything. In other words, it's graced on my life to be the office of a prophet, and I so love it, and I appreciate that. But we all hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And one of the things I was sharing with my church is, we all have the honor and the privilege to know the voice of the Good Shepherd. We are called and summoned, so to say, to be a voice in the earth for the kingdom of God. And when we learn to be the voice of God, guess what's happening? You are being a vessel, a mediator, so to say, through Christ, to be able to speak what is in the eternals, in the unlimitedness of the heavens, and bring it here to earth to unlock and release that eternals and that unlimited, powerful, loving voice of God, so it'll vibrate and almost like echo throughout the corridors of people's hearts all on earth. Why? Because people want to know that they are loved. People want to know that God loves them. There's such a miscommunication in the earth today where we look at God as being so judgmental and wrathful and mean, and then he turns around and he's loving. But yet God is pure love. He is pure love. Everything else was poured out upon Jesus. All the judgment, all the wrath, all that was poured out upon Jesus. And it wasn't the fact God was a mad God. It wasn't the fact that God says, I'm just so PO'd, pardon my expression, at planet Earth, I'm going to give it all to my son. It wasn't that. It was the fact that God was discouraged because of the fact, if we could say it that way, because the people he made didn't want to talk to him anymore. He was aggravated because of the fact, you know, look at Moses. When the people of God said, hey, we're not going to talk to God. You go on that mountain and talk to God. We're not going to do that. Why? Because they looked at God and view God no longer as a dad and a father and a friend, like the Bible says, and one that actually loves us, you know, and sometimes he will chastise those he loves and instruct us a little bit, and sometimes he'll push us out of the nest, and sometimes he'll put us in places that'll pressure us to make sure that a diamond's formed. But guess what happens? He does it because he loves us. It's not because he's saying, I'm just so mad at every one of you, I could just kill all of you right now. No, he's just basically saying, look, I'm not happy with the way that you've turned out to be. You're not honoring me. You're not running to me. You know, imagine if you had a group of people that would run to God, you know, run to him and say, we want to be on the mountaintop, Moses. We want to go with you. We want to hear from God because we love God. But see, there was a mistrust. There was a miscommunication. There was a lack there of viewing God in some warped, demented way. And so therefore, because of that, they wanted to, you know, as we say here in the South, do what they want to do, basically. You know, they wanted to have their cake and eat it too. They wanted to do what they wanted to do, and yet God said, all I'm asking for is for you just to be holy before me. Know that I've made you holy, and just walk like me. Is that so hard to do? And yet that's really what God has always wanted. And so God wants and delights in us to be like him in the earth, the image and likeness of God in the earth. Why? So his voice can flow through us, and we can be that mediator, that vessel, that channel, so to say, of God on earth to speak to people in say, hey, not only does God love you, but God also showed me you're going to get a new job soon because you're miserable, you know, on your job and you're unhappy. And God doesn't want you to be unhappy. He wants you to be at a place where you're joyful, but yet you're also at a place where he's needing you to be. And so, you know, we can do that. We can speak to people's lives and say, hey, you know what? I know that your aunt passed away recently, and I know it was a tragedy on your mom, but I really feel like God was telling me and speaking to me that God's overshadowing her. He's loving on her. See, we don't know what kind of grace, what kind of open arms, that held mentality that brings to someone, you know, when we tell them the word of the Lord. We could not imagine the pressure that's relieved, the pain, the sorrow that goes away, and joy replaces it, and strength replaces it, and comfort replaces it. Prophecy in the New Testament is edification, exhortation, and comfort. And you know what? Let me also tell you this as well, folks, is you don't have to find yourself saying, well, how do I prophesy? You know, it's not about a formula. That's what the religious system wants you to know. It's like the man who prayed out in the public, you know, that Jesus talked bad against, you know. It's not about you praying in the public to sound so eloquent and sound so the Lord would say to you, my brother. It's not about that. It's about just listening to God and saying, hey, I got to share this with you, what God put on my heart. That's what God wants. He just wants you to be real. He wants you to be you. When God speaks to you and even speaks through you, He doesn't want to change you to look like some Elizabethan, you know, Queen Mary mentality of how she spoke, or, you know, some Victorian, you know, way of speaking, or King James way, or thou, thee, and thus, and whatever. You don't have to do that. All God requires from you is just say, just be yourself. When you are your true, authentic self that God's created you to be, and you actually put aside the ego, and you move into your authenticity, and you allow God to speak through you and in you, you couldn't imagine how anointed that will be for you. And anointing will flow through you when you speak to someone else. And you don't have to call it prophesying. You don't have to say, I have a word from the Lord. You could just speak life into somebody of what you're witnessing in your spirit God is telling you to tell somebody. That's the great thing about our God, is God loves to talk in us and through us. So consider yourself today a vessel. Consider yourself an avenue today. Consider yourself a vein that God wants to speak in and through. Consider yourself a child of God, a son and daughter of the Most High God, where God delights in speaking in you and through you. God loves it. He delights and wants to speak through you and in you because He wants to use you. That's the greatest thing about the kingdom of God, is God wants to use us. And that's all He's ever wanted. It's just people who are called by His name will just humble themselves and just pray and just say, God, hey, here I am. You know, it's me, God. It's me, you know. What can I do today for you, God? You know, as you take care of me, God, I'll take care of you, so to say. I'll meet your need, God, because you're meeting my need. You know, so what it is, God, today you want me to say? What is it that you want me to do? And that's what God desires for us. It's just to be open vessels, to channel His love and His grace and His mercy, but especially His voice to someone else. I want to encourage you in something. On our website, and this is probably going out to thousands of people who you might have a Baptist background, Methodist background, charismatic background. Who cares? You know what I tell people? Who cares what we are? I'm more important with how I live my life in the kingdom of God than what kind of validation or title that I carry. What's important to me is not that I'm any denomination or non-denomination. What's important to me is that I just want to be what God wants me to be. Nothing more, nothing less. But on our website, identitynetwork.net, I don't care what kind of validation or title you carry, go to our website, identitynetwork.net. I carry not only books and ebooks and CDs and stuff, but we make a way for you to be able to receive a prophetic word from the Lord. Now, once again, let me explain this to you as well, just to help challenge you a little bit more. You know, in the Old Testament, when people went before prophets of God, they always carried a gift before them. No, it wasn't required, but it was a gift of honoring. It was a gift of respect. And if you notice in the Bible talks so much about give and it shall be given. You know, we're so accustomed to, you know, hearing divine powerful messages of what God wants to give to us, but there's a law in motion in the universe where God says give and then it'll be given back to you. And God says, even when, you know, if you want God to move on your behalf, what does God say? He says, here's the rule of thumb here. Here's the universal law that I want to present to you. And that is, you draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. And that's what the Bible says. Draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. So God wants you to extend your faith first, to give and it it shall be given. To ask, and you shall find. To knock, and the door be opened. To come before His presence boldly. To enter into His gates. Everything is initially on our behalf to be able to present our faith in a seed form to God, to say, what is it, God, I can give to you and do for you today? So, I said that to say this. On our website, when you ask for a prophetic word, we do ask for a love offering, a donation. It's not because we require it. It's not because you're demanded to. Not because you're buying the word of the Lord. It's because we want to be able to move past all this religious garbage and junk and move into the place of why not? Why not just give a love offering for somebody who is taking the time out of their busy day to get before the Lord with quality and integrity to seek a word of the Lord on my behalf that will change my world forever? And that's why I say, don't, you know, do an honorable thing today. Just give a donation. Give a love offering for your prophetic word. That's all we ask. And as you do that, I'll take the time before the Lord, get you a prophetic word. In fact, you can actually, through our website, you can actually get one to where it's a reoccurring thing every month. And I'll prophesy to you every single month. And we hear testimony after testimony of people who are literally having life-changing experiences, not because they're getting hooked on anything, but because they're taking the word of the Lord from somebody who doesn't even know who they are. Think of it that way. And yet, it's applying to them where they can look and say, wow, that is exactly what God's challenging me about. That's exactly where I need to be in my life. That's exactly what God's been speaking to me. Or maybe it's a new open door you've never heard before, and you say, wow, that's going to stretch my faith to move in that type of arena that I've never done before. So we can be stretched in the kingdom of God. God wants to stretch us and mature us and grow us up into the image and likeness of God to go from glory to glory. And so get into that place where you're getting the prophetic word of the Lord regularly in your life, to where you're absolutely hearing what God is saying and moving into it and seeing yourself go higher and further in the place where God wants you to. He wants you so bad to be exactly how He sees you in this, in His now moment. But sometimes we have to catch up to His now moment, do we not? And how we do that is hearing from God's voice to say, God, okay, tell me a little bit more how to get there. And God says, here's what the Lord says to you. And then we prophesy to you and we tell you, this is what God is saying this hour. You know, and all of a sudden, guess what? We have an idea. We have an aha moment to say, oh, great, I know exactly now where I need to be now to get to the place where God wants me to be. And so how do you know unless you hear? How do we know unless we hear God saying, this is what I want for you in your life today? And we move on that. If you don't hear God speak to you, you're never going to know where God wants you. Is that correct? And so take the challenge today. Write in for a prophetic word. Get on the recurring in a program to where I can prophesy to you regularly and watch God move in your life. I see it happen every day of my life. I tell people all the time, my experience means more to me than other people's doctrines. My experience in the kingdom of God means more to me than your belief system, your opinions, your made-up traditions, or your huge denominational traditions, because of the fact, guess what, folks? All of us should be that way. It is about the overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You are come not by what your denomination believes, but by your testimony, your experience of what you had to go through to say, this thing works, folks. This is what God did for me. No one can ever challenge you on your own experience. Think about it that way. No one can ever challenge you on your own experience. You know why? Because it'll automatically fall to the ground every time. How on earth can someone challenge you on something that you know is so real because you've been there, done that, or you're living it out? Isn't that great? So take the challenge today. Write in for a prophetic word. Get a monthly word and watch God speak to you and change your life forever. All you have to do is go to identitynetwork.net. Look under the top of the tab on the toolbar. It'll say, need a prophetic word from the Lord or need a life coaching session. Just click on it and watch God say something to you that you're going to love. All right. Hey, God bless you guys. Thank you again for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope you're learning a lot. I hope you're moving in God's love and God's grace and glory today. Until our next broadcast, go and have an amazing day for His glory.